Welcome to Nothing But the Blues with me, Cliff. And it's a special show to commemorate International Women's Day on March the 8th. And while I was putting it together, Denise said to me, why don't you do it chronologically with somebody from each decade? And I thought, well, I like a challenge, so that's what I've tried to do. And starting us off there was Mamie Smith with Crazy Blues, recorded in New York in August 1920. She was apparently the first black female singer to record a vocal blues, and amazingly it sold 1 million copies in the first 6 months, and not only that but made the record labels aware of a huge potential market, so it really kind of opened the market up for everybody else. Okay, that was 1920, let's go to 1925, and from Mamie Smith to Bessie Smith.
Evening sun go down.
wonderful stuff. Bessie Smith with St. Louis Blues, recorded in New York in January 1925, with Louis Armstrong on cornet and Fred Longshore on reed organ. There's a lovely expression in there, store-bought her. It wouldn't sound the same to say a wig, would it? Store-bought her is great. Well, moving into the 1930s now, this is Memphis Mini and Plymouth Rock Blues.
I got so many chickens, they tear my roof down.
travel to quite different styles from the 1930s there. You just heard Billie Holiday with Billie's Blues, recorded in New York in July 1936. And before that, Memphis Minnie with Plymouth Rock Blues, recorded in Chicago in June 1930, with Kansas Joe also on guitar. So that's the 30s. Let's come into the 40s with Dinah Washington.
See Cuba and Spain. Don't want to go in a car, but on a jet-propelled plane. That's why he's got to be rich. All you poor men have got to go. Must have everything I want. Yes, that includes his gold.
Dinah Washington, Rich Man's Blues, recorded in December 1945, with Milt Jackson on vibes and Charles Mingus, as he liked to be known, on bass. I'm going into the 50s now, and this is a lady called Christine Kittrell. The track is Sitting Here Drinking.
Bartender, bring me a drink. Make it a double.
Sitting here drinking. They say it'll help you to forget. I'm sitting here drinking. They say it'll help you to forget. Been drinking all day, and I haven't forgotten yet. He told me that he loved me, that he had no one but me. be.
Christine Kittrell and Sitting Here Drinking, recorded in 1952, and it sold 10,000 copies in a week. Amazing. And although she was very popular, 2 years later she actually gave up the blues and went back to her gospel roots. She was coaxed back into the blues in 1986 and became a mentor for Teenie Tucker, who was the daughter of, or is the daughter of, Tommy Tucker of High Heel Sneakers fame. Sadly, Christine died in 2001, age 72. Well, somebody who's still going, but also recorded in the 50s, is Essa James. This is Essa James and the Peaches with The Wallflower.
Hey, baby, what do I have to do to make you love me too?
You got to roll with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Roll with me, Henry.
Don't mean maybe.
Roll.
You better stop your stuff.
Etta James and the Peaches and the Wallflower. It was originally called Roll With Me Henry, as you might have imagined, recorded in 1955. And Etta James is still performing, still going strong. She's lost an enormous amount of weight in recent years. She now says she can stand up on stage and perform instead of sitting down again. She looks very good on it, I have to say. Well, that was the 50s. Let's move into the 60s now. And this is Coco Taylor.
Hall. We're gonna romp and tromp till midnight. yes, sir, in the water.
Oh, lovely. Big Mama Thornton and Wade in the Water, written by her and recorded in Hollywood in January 1968. And before that, another one from the 60s, Coco Taylor with Wang Dang Doodle. And according to Willie Dixon's modestly titled autobiography, I Am the Blues, he wrote Wang Dang Doodle for Howlin' Wolf, but Wolf hated it, apparently. However, he obviously relented because he recorded it in 1962. And that version by Coco Taylor, she recorded it in 65, had a big hit with it, sold over 1 million copies. Well, somebody else who's still going, but started quite a long time ago, is Bonnie Raitt. This is from her debut album in 71. This is Mighty Tight Woman.
Thank you. good man at. He left me this morning, didn't care nothing but his hat. He left his suits hanging all on his rack. He left his suits hanging all on his rack. I've been trying to get my baby back. I've been calling, get my good man back. I've been calling, get my baby back. Getting up on the mountain, holler like a mountain jack. That's how I holler. Call him on my guitar instead.
From the 70s there, that was Joanne Kelly with Where Is My Good Man, and she's one of only two British ladies in the show. That track was on her Do It album, released in 1976, and it's just been re-released on CD, so rush out and buy that. There's some bonus tracks on it as well. And before that, Bonnie Raitt with Mighty Tight Woman from her self-titled debut album in 1971. It's a Sippy Wallace song, and Bonnie actually produced Sippy's last album, which was released in 1983. She always said she was a big fan of Sippy Wallace's. Well, OK, let's move into the 80s now. This is Angela Australian, COD.
Gentlemen, let's have a big warm round of applause, please, for Miss Angela Australian.
Return so many lines. Ah, special delivery. Return so many lines. That I don't want no credit. Just let me love you till I die. Yeah, yeah. downstairs a delivery. Return so many lines. You know there's a delivery. Return too many lines. Don't give me no credit. Just let me love you till I die. Yeah.
Singing over 35 years, I'll sing the blues and play some boogie woogie too. Oh yeah.
Records where I'm never quite sure when to come in. That was Katie Webster with Lord I Wonder from her 1988 album The Swamp Boogie Queen. And before that, I cheated a bit actually, Angela Straley with COD. It's actually from Stevie Ray Vaughan's Live at Carnegie Hall album, recorded in 1984, but certainly showcasing Angela's singing, so I don't feel too bad about it. Okay, into the 90s now, and this is Sapphire the Avutti Blues Women.
There is nothing I can do, nothing I can say, that folks don't criticize me. But I'm gonna do just what I want to anyway. Don't care if they all despise me. If I go to church on Sunday and I honky-tonk all day Monday, ain't nobody's business. If I do, and if I should get a to dance upon the ceiling, ain't nobody's business. Oh, it ain't nobody's business if I do. If I stay out all night, spend all my money, well, that's all right. It ain't nobody's business if I do. Thank you. What gives you the right to tell me what I should do? It ain't nobody's business if I do.
Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, with Taint Nobody's Business. It's from the 1994 album Old, New, Borrowed and Blue. And I think they've just made what they say will be their last album. I think they're going their separate ways now. It's a great shame, great act. Did some fantastic stuff over the years. Well, let's move into the 21st century now, and taking us there is Debbie Davis. She's taking it all to Vegas.
I went down to see my stockbroker. I said, cash me out, give me the rest. I took a taxi to the airport. I bought a one-way ticket headed west. Taking it all to Vegas. Whoa, I'm taking it all to Vegas. You know I'm taking it all to Vegas. Can't take Wall Street no more. You know, losing so much money made my spirit sink. If I lose in Vegas, at least I get a free drink. I'm going to Vegas. Yeah, I'm taking it all to Vegas. In the till, they say they're gonna quit, but I know they never will. Now a blackjack dealer will never cheat or lie, 'cause he being watched by the eye in the sky. Whoa, Vegas, baby, woo-hoo, I'm going to Vegas. Well, I'm taking it all to Vegas. I can't take Wall Street no more.
Brilliant stuff. Debbie Davis and Taking It All to Vegas, from her 2003 album, Key to Love. Well, this has been Nothing But The Blues with me, Cliff, and the website is www.nothingbuttheblues.co.uk, where you'll find the playlist and links to artists and previous shows. You can email me, cliff@nothingbuttheblues.co.uk. And I could have done this show 10 times over featuring just women. If you think I've missed out somebody really important, email me and I'll put them in a future show. Well, I'm going to end today with the other British lady. I mentioned Joanne Kelly was one. The other one is a lady called Joanne Shaw Taylor. And I played a track from her debut album a couple of weeks ago, I think. It's called White Sugar, released at the end of January this year. So we really have gone from the earliest to the latest. This is Joanne Shaw Taylor. Kiss the ground goodbye. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next week.
Day by day, I've seen them slow.